Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
It's 23226.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please.
Sure.
Okay, 23226. And your name, please.
My name is Lindsay Morris.
M-O-R-R-I-S.
Yeah, I think, and maybe the account's probably under my husband, Peter Zutz.
Okay, same last name?
No, Zetts, Z-E-T-T-S.
His last name is Z-E-T-T-S?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Z-E-T-T-S, okay. Okay, and what's his first name?
Peter, P-E-T-E-R.
Okay. All right, one moment, please, while I access your information. All right. All right, ma'am, and for security purposes, please verify your address.
6800 Hanover Avenue, Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, thank you for that. And one moment, please. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I'm still accessing information, so it'll be another moment here. All right, about to get there.
No worries.
All right, so I have gotten an account located that shows your husband's first and last name, and it is showing your address. And the system shows that the call is about the Bitesub app, and it is a meal app that provides a customer with recipe plans and meal guides to assist in you eating and feeling better. It's the result of a survey that was completed on the 22nd of April, and it shows that a Dyson vacuum is what was accepted or ordered. But the $59.89 is for the Bitesub meal app, which was in the terms and conditions. It is a monthly subscription where you can journal with it and helps you to count your calories.
So this is a reason for the call, actually. We don't recognize the charge on the card, so just looking to see what it was for. So it's something he subscribed to?
Yeah, there was a survey. It shows that, well, it indicates we don't help with completing the surveys, but it shows it was on the 22nd of April. And
that's consistent with the charge, so that makes sense. Hmm? That is consistent with the charge, so that makes sense.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, that's the reason for the charge. The Bitesub meal app was in the terms and conditions. It's not the cost for the vacuum. But usually, when we are able to connect the individual with the item, then they'll remember the survey that they did. So.
Okay, so basically he filled out a survey, and he'll get a vacuum, and then he has this meal app plan now?
Yeah, he agreed to that in the terms there. It's a subscription, so it is monthly if you want to ask him about it.
Okay, and you don't have any idea how to cancel any of that, I'm sure, right?
Well, the customer has the option of doing that at any time. That's kind of a brief explanation of what it is. He did provide his Gmail account when he was on the webpage, so you can go back and check the Gmail. Probably you have to download it. But if you did want to, on his behalf, accept a $20 discount for the subscription, it'd be off the monthly price.
No, I'll have him just take a look at his email and figure that out.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your help.
Okay, well, possibly I misunderstood. You mentioned something about closing.
Closing?
Yes, ma'am. Closing the account?
No, I'm going to let him decide if he wants to do that. Really, we're just trying to figure out where the charge was coming from.
Okay, well, I will note that here. We are a 24/7 call center if you have any more questions.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Have a great day.
You do the same.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.